普未签开支法案，美国联邦政府面临关门。纳什维尔爆炸案调查锁定关系人。欧盟呼吁在地中海国家扩大投入，才能与中国竞争。
特朗普总统在圣诞假期前并未签署附带新冠疫情纾困方案的开支法案，国会也未能对提高纾困金达成共识，成千上万的美国家庭在圣诞节之后失去了经济纾困的保障，同时联邦政府也面临在星期天午夜起关门。特朗普总统12月27号星期天仍在佛罗里达州度假，不过他在推特上呼吁提高纾困金到每个人2000美元。如果特朗普总统没有在星期天午夜之前签署开支法案，美国联邦政府将从星期天午夜开始关门，非必要员工将被迫放无薪假，某些联邦机构将暂时停止运作。纳什维尔圣诞节清晨发生爆炸案，办案人员将目标放在一栋纳什维尔郊区的民宅以及数位嫌疑人身上，并公布了一名与案件有关人员的名字，安东尼·奎因·沃纳。执法部门怀疑在现场发现的人体碎片来自沃纳，并认为这可能是一起自杀式爆炸。目前无法确定爆炸案的犯案动机及目的，而现场并没有发现其他的爆炸装置，说明该地区没有进一步的威胁。调查人员也呼吁民众提供线索。一起来看美国之音的报道。
在圣诞节清晨，一辆停在纳什维尔市中心一条因为假期大清早而无人的街道上的休旅车发生爆炸，导致该地区大范围通讯中断，也使得警用紧急通讯系统瘫痪。警方表示，当时这辆休旅车发出预先录制的警报，声称炸弹维尔市警局公布了由监控录像中截取的图像，画面中显示出这辆爆炸的休旅车。主管当局认为这起爆炸案是蓄意的，但目前还不清楚犯案的动机或目标。而爆炸前，官方并没有收到任何威胁信息。纳什维尔市中心及附近的旅游景点因这起爆炸案而冒出滚滚黑烟和火焰。该地区商业活动频繁，餐馆、酒店及商店林立。距离爆炸现场几条街的市中心地标、美国电话电报公司办公大楼以及其所拥有的周遭的建筑物，皆因爆炸剧烈摇晃，窗户也都在爆炸中震碎，数十座市中心的建筑物受到波及。官员说，星期五晚上有三个人被送到地区医院接受治疗，目前情况稳定，而当局也在爆炸现场附近发现了人类遗骸。
To our business owners downtown know that the federal government is conducting this investigation, and as they go through the crime scene, they'll try to reduce that as quickly as possible to where we can try to get you back in your businesses as soon as possible. But we ask that you be patient. There's about 40 buildings that's been impacted, and so those buildings will have to be cleared through our codes.
联邦调查局官员说，经过过滤已收到约500条关于爆炸案的信息和线索，来自多个联邦和地方执法机构的调查人员将目标放在纳什维尔郊区一个可能嫌疑人的住所。
The ATF, Metro Nashville, Police Department officers and Tennessee Highway Patrol and other federal and state partners are working around the clock to make sure Nashville continues to be a safe place to live and work.During the past 24 hours, our joint investigative team fielded nearly 500 tips from those in and around the Nashville metro area. We deeply appreciate the ongoing support and cooperation from the community and wish for it to continue.
一位未获授权对正在进行调查发言的匿名警方人员对美联社说，与该栋民宅有关的人士目前被执法人员视为可能有嫌疑的人。爆炸案获取的其他线索也有进展，联邦调查局透露他正在调查可能与之有关系的其他几个人。官员还说，目前没有发现其他的爆炸装置，表明对该地区没有进一步的威胁。
We have no indication of additional explosive threats. No other explosive devices were discovered during the area, during our secondary sweep yesterday. We've also increased our footprint to work as quickly but thoroughly as possible. There are approximately 250 FBI agents, analysts, and professional staff from at least eight surrounding field offices and FBI headquarters.
这次爆炸重创了美国电话电报公司大楼之外，也对南部几个州的手机通讯服务还有警察和医院的通讯造成破坏。美国之音新闻报道。
一名男子周六晚上在伊利诺伊州一家保龄球馆开枪打死三人，伤及三人，当局已经逮捕嫌疑人并提出起诉。
洛克福德警方星期天早上说，周六晚临近七点收到报警，抵达事发地点时听到建筑物内传来枪声，几分钟后警方一枪未发便控制了嫌疑人。嫌疑人37岁白人男子，佛罗里达州居民，现役军人，他被控三起杀人罪，警方认为这次枪击案为蓄意谋杀。监视器记录了这次事件大部分场面，三名死者为60到70岁的男性。当局不清楚为什么仍有人出现在保龄球馆，按疫情规定这里应该是关闭的场所。
今年圣诞假期，尽管公共卫生当局警告民众不要旅行，但许多美国人还是乘飞机回家与亲人一起过节。同时欧洲正在接收第一批针对新冠肺炎的疫苗。一起来看美国之音记者普雷苏蒂的报道。
珍贵的货运抵达了许多国家，随着各国收到为结束疫情的首批疫苗，人们得到了希望。
At this moment, trucks with the first vaccines are on the road all over Europe, all over Germany. This vaccine is the crucial key for defeating the pandemic. It's the key for us getting back our lives.
但是在英国出现了一种新冠病毒变异毒株，这种变异被认为具有更强的传染性，但程度却没有更严重。不过这种变异病毒现在已经传播到包括西班牙在内的其他国家。
That the cases detected of the British strain came through the Madrid airport. Sometimes you have to remember that we have been stressing the importance of controlling the airport for the last 6 months.
机场也是让美国官员感到担忧的问题。在圣诞节来临的这一周，尽管有医务官员发出警告，担心新冠病例激增，但每天仍有超过100万人次飞行。
Apprehensive, pretty apprehensive. So we're masks on, everybody stay together. So, yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know with the new strains coming out. I don't know if this is the smartest idea.
这种病毒继续向新的区域进发，迫使有资源的人们帮助需求者。在泰国，官员们在虾市场内建立了一家拥有30张病床的临时医院。医生希望能够接触到孤立居住在市场周围地区的移民工。关于经济咨询公司麦肯锡进行的一项全球调查显示，2/3的高管认为他们国家的经济将在未来6个月内得到改善。美国之音普雷苏蒂，华盛顿报道。
新冠疫情导致大量的美国公司和商家关门歇业，近2000万美国人失去工作，依靠失业救济。而美国人比以往更乐于伸出援手，一些中小规模的慈善机构收到的捐款在今年头9个月比去年同期增长了7.6%。据募款专业者协会近期的分析，捐款者数量增加了11.7%。数据显示，慈善机构在感恩节后的12月1日收到了24.7亿美元的捐款，比去年同期增长了25%。美国农民在跨入2020年之初，因为美中贸易战有所缓和而受到鼓舞。据美国之音记者法拉报报道，由于新冠病毒大流行造成的拉锯式的市场波动，农民在经历了动荡的一年之后，乐观情绪恐怕无法持久。
一月间，美中签署第一阶段贸易协议，暂时缓解了美国和最大的农作物市场之一的中国之间激烈的贸易争端之后，像布莱恩·邓肯这样的农民感到乐观。
No matter if you liked how we got there or not, we were feeling that we were ready to move forward with some trade. And then obviously COVID hit in March.
即使美国经济在许多地区停止运转，以防止病毒传播。但最初在斯科特哈尔平的农场很难找到恐慌的迹象。
Fortunately, we're just a family farm, and it's just a few of us, so we don't have a great deal of exposure. But we still have to get up and feed these animals because they don't really care if we have COVID-19 or not.
但病毒传染到几家肉品处理工厂，限制了生产，因而在美国食品链中产生连锁反应，导致牲畜供应过量。而商店货架上的肉品供应却不足。
The market's fallen off a cliff the last 2 weeks. Hogs on our farm, the price has dropped 50%.
大豆市场是家畜饲料的主要来源，也随着玉米价格一起下跌。玉米转化为乙醇后可以用于汽油。当驾驶者留在家中避疫，对燃料的需求就急剧下降，而玉米是弗雷德·格雷德的主要收入来源。
Every one of my corn acres.produces enough fuel for about 80 cars to run on through the year. So for each car that's parked or miles reduced, it directly affects the demand for ethanol, which is the primary use of our corn.
数十亿美元的政府援助流向农民，帮助他们减轻因经济停滞扰乱市场所带来的打击。现在，虽然美国在努力应付大流行病迄今最致命的阶段，食品供应链仍然稳定。中国还在购买更多的美国谷物，这加强了人们的乐观情绪，也提高了农产品的价格。
They've got huge needs, and they've exhausted supply in Brazil. I mean, Brazil's actually buying some grain from us now to carry them through till their harvest comes.
随着今年收获季节的结束，而当即将上任的当选总统乔拜登的政府应付大流行病，接手一场贸易战。还要为美国农业部 USDA 等制定关键农业政策和机构安排新的领导人的时候，农民面对的是2021年新的未知数。在奥巴马总统任期内担任这个职务的前爱奥瓦州长汤姆·维尔萨克也是拜登的选择。
Some extent it's going to be Biden wanting to go back to what he believes would be the successful policies of the Obama administration.
爱奥瓦大学政治学教授蒂莫西·黑格说，即将上台的拜登政府要撤销特朗普总统实施的某些政策，将是不容易的或不切实际的。
They have to combine that idea of the old and the new and deal with today's reality.
许多可能没有投票支持拜登的农民正在逐渐接受这个现实。
I hope this administration, like any administration, would look out for rural America, would continue to want trade deals. All those things, I'm hopeful we'll get. It's just too soon to know for sure, but I'm gonna hope for the best.
美国之音记者法拉报，伊利诺伊州布鲁明顿报道。
特朗普总统推动美国优先的外交政策四年之后，美国海外驻军的数量减少，还要求盟国为国防付出更多的代价。美国人正在等待当选总统拜登揭晓其军事政策的格局。一起来看美国之音驻五角大楼记者巴布的报道。
当选总统拜登说，他将从特朗普政府视为楷模的美国优先口号中转移出来。
America's back. We're going to be back in the game. It's not American alone.
并且保持同北约等传统盟国的结盟。
The Trump administration has had a very confrontational approach with our NATO allies and partners, and I think the Biden administration is going to have a much more cooperative approach.
特朗普说，北约盟国滥用了美国的慷慨，特别是像德国这样富裕的国家。他下令从驻欧基地裁减将近12,000名美军。
We don't want to be the suckers anymore. The United States has been taken advantage of for 25 years.Both on trade and on the military. We're protecting Germany, so we're reducing the force because they're not paying their bills. It's very simple. They're delinquent.
专家说，拜登可能会反其道而行。与此同时，他和俄罗斯总统普京以及朝鲜独裁者金正恩之间的沟通，也会采取一个比特朗普更降温的手法。
I'll be a president who will stand with our allies and friends and make it clear to our adversaries.
The days of cozying up to dictators is over.
在处理朝鲜威胁问题上，特朗普试图和朝鲜领导人通过外交解决，减少大规模的美韩军事演习，希望平壤因此停止测试远程导弹。
I think that is a very good deal for the United States because the benefits of having North Korea no longer able to test, I think, are much greater than the costs of foregoing these big exercises, which are largely choreographed and largely for show.
拜登是否继续减少这些大规模的演习，情况还不清楚。专家表示，在特朗普政府和美国长期军事盟友韩国就美国在朝鲜半岛驻军费用进行讨价还价之后，拜登的初步重点将是强化美国和韩国的关系。
South Korea is paying a substantial part, of the cost of us having our troops there. And so let's just end this, you know, bickering over pennies on the dollar of who's paying what. I think that that issue, they could make that go away overnight.
美国与全球众多盟友在伊拉克和阿富汗并肩打击恐怖主义将近20年后，当选总统拜登支持特朗普总统目前在这些国家执行的类似的裁减美军行动。然而在叙利亚，特朗普曾两度试图全面撤军，但拜登说过，这样撤军相当于美国自食其言，背弃在那里对抗伊斯兰国组织的库尔德族领导的盟友。
10,000 of them lost their lives on a commitment that, and we trained them, and we were there to help them organize. And they did it. And then we left them. Nobody in the world is prepared to believe our word anymore.
当新的美国国家安全团队成型时，世界各地的威胁不仅存在，而且还在发展。全球许多国家都在观望美国，希望得到答案，也希望获得美国的领导力。美国之音记者巴布，华盛顿报道。
欧盟高级官员说，欧盟必须在地中海国家加大投入，才能与中国竞争。一起来看美国之音记者比托从巴塞罗那发来的报道。
巴塞罗那的港口曾经归西班牙公司所有，但大型国际公司已经加入了进来。该设施的一部分现在由中国公司和记港口拥有，在这里经营新的半自动码头。
In the last 25 years, many have been acquired by international companies, either Chinese-owned or Turkish, Russian or American.
25年前，欧盟帮助建立了地中海联盟，以加强其在整个地中海地区的经济和政治联系。但是，欧盟外交政策负责人约瑟夫·博雷尔说，这个由42个成员国组成的小组目前正在努力对抗外国竞争。
I have to say that the situation in our southern neighborhood has in some aspects worsened. We haven't achieved some of our objectives, and challenges have been growing faster than our collective response to it.
博雷尔说，与北非国家的贸易潜力可能是今天的4倍。但是成员国之间缺乏协调，为中国和俄罗斯等大国在北非和南欧扩大影响力创造了机会。
We must admit that we don't have enough resources coming from the national budget. We need absolutely to develop private investment.
北京耗资巨大的“一带一路”计划，将亚洲、非洲和欧洲连接起来，在地中海开通了运输航线，同时建立了海底电缆和 5G 移动网络。分析师爱德华·马丁·莱恩罗斯说，数字化基础设施将塑造21世纪技术主导地位的竞争，而欧盟则将需要更大的财力来参与这一竞争。
In the case of Europe, we need the collaboration between private and public sector to get this investment, because if not, it will be very difficult to make a big deployment around the Europe.
中国现在在10几个欧洲港口中拥有股份，中国的投资让设施实现了现代化，但也引发了关于欧洲影响其后院战略利益的能力的辩论。美国之音记者比托，巴塞罗那报道。
2020年初新冠疫情爆发之际，许多国家暂停了国际收养项目，包括中国。目前部分国家重启了国际收养，然而中国的大门却依然关闭。负责收养事务的中国官方机构表示，暂停项目是为了保障孩子的安全，不确定何时才会再度开放。一起来看美国之音的报道。
So Joshua would be here, probably playing with his older brother, his next older brother, while I did school with the next one.
They were pretty excited to hear that they would get another brother, and our older son was very supportive of it, too, on our family.Tried to explain the virus situation to them as best we can, but for them it's probably a little confusing because
where's Joshua?
Right,
you know, when we've been talking about it for a while.
When is this going to end? And so they might not fully understand.
Ready to go, and you hate to unpacking the suitcases would feel like giving up almost, you know?
Yeah,
we're ready to go at a moment's notice.
She can't wait to play with her and swim with her and teach her and.You know, she cannot wait to have a sibling around. You just want to, like, hug them and love them and, you know, just kind of start that whole bonding process. And, you know, these kiddos need families and they need love, and it's hard to not.Be able to give that to them right now.
Many children who come to join families through intercountry adoption are living in institutional settings prior to joining their family. Not all children. There are foster care opportunities in some countries, but many children are living in institutionalized settings, often under-resourced.
The longer a child stays in an institution, in an orphanage, the more issues will result from it. For every...3 months in an orphanage, there's about a month of delay cognitively. So if a child has been in an orphanage for a year, that's 4 months of delay that they're going to internalize, not by any choice of their own. It just happened. So the idea is to get children home as quickly as possible and start the attachment process, start the process of the transition.
If we need to all just fly on one specific flight over there and, like, pick one hotel to stay in and not leave it, like, we will do what is necessary to keep everyone safe but to bring these kids home.
I know that in Hong Kong, you know, they did make an exception for adoptive families, and families were required to have a COVID test 48 hours before boarding their flight, and then they were tested again once they landed.I think that if we could have families get tested and then, you know, then they can fly to China and they could do a 2-week quarantine. I know a lot of our families are willing to do that.
新冠疫情期间，美国许多的学校进行远程教学。维吉尼亚州的一位老师将一小块空间变成不寻常的教室。
Hello, how are you today?
Hi.
内利·威廉姆斯是弗吉尼亚州菲尔法克斯的一名小学老师，他在整个学区中拥有的可能是最不寻常的办公室。
My students now say, "Oh, I want one, I want one." And I said, "I know it's very cool, but you cannot get upset with your parents if they cannot all build you a treehouse."
在疫情大流行初期，威廉姆斯并没有想到将小书屋改建成授课办公室的想法。起初，他像成千上万的其他学校老师一样，尝试在家工作。但是他在自己家人的当中很难集中精力讲课。
There are four of us in the house, all doing jobs and distance learning. I have two daughters, and my husband's home too. And we have a cat and two quite large dogs, and we just acquired a third, so it's a little distracting.
威廉姆斯的朋友让他对院子舒适的树屋有所关注，这是他女儿小时候玩耍的地方。
Our friend, Corey Hanna, looked up and said, "You know, I think that should be your classroom for the year." And so we kind of thought about it and thought it sounded silly at first. But the next day we decided to go to Home Depot and Lowe's and kind of look around and we said, "Okay, let's do it."
他们做的第一件事是换掉绳梯。威廉姆斯的新办公室需要有更坚固的结构。
The porch needed to be redone.And I stained all of this, and I went to pick out colors of stain, and my daughter said, "Mom, just get green so it blends in." I'm like, "I'm an elementary school teacher. I don't want it to blend in. I want it to be bright and cheery."
在书屋内部，需要对天花板和墙壁进行适当的隔热，地板也要完全更换。基本上，威廉姆斯进行了全面的装修，只是规模较小，他还要确保可以上网。
I am hardwired, and I plug in every morning. My husband and his friend Alex.Dug a 150-foot trench to bury the Ethernet cable in PVC piping, and drilled a hole into our house. And this is literally coming from my home.
他们整个夏天都在进行翻修工作，并在新学年开始前及时完成了工作。接下来，威廉姆斯希望修复旧的滑索。如果那样的话，进入树屋的方式将变得更加有趣。
When my husband was building the staircase.I said, no, you can't put that piece on. You have to leave that so we can access the zip line. Now, he still has to build a platform so we can get onto it.
威廉姆斯在他的树屋办公室也经常有访客。他备课时常常带猫狗一起过去。他的学生喜欢这个创新的空间。由于学生们多数在春季学期也选择了远程学习，因此威廉姆斯将至少在接下来的六个月里还要继续在树上努力工作。美国之音巴卡莱茨，弗吉尼亚菲尔法克斯报道。
好，以上就是今天的美国观察，感谢您的收看，再见。
Many reasons. Important to the whole world. Indeed, as I travel the world, countries that you might not expect are thankful for the work that Bahrain and the United Emirates, Israel are now going to do together. These agreements open up wonderful opportunities for commerce and economic development. These agreements also tell malign actors like the Islamic Republic of Iran, that their influence in the region is waning and that they are ever more isolated.Common vision for peace, security, and prosperity in the Middle East and all around the world.